Hot Country 103.5. Joining me in studio for this week's Hot Discovery, all the way from Ottawa.
Yes.
Ottawa,
Ontario, right? Like, I tell people that I live in Parliament Hill.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, but not really. But
I'll vote for you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right.
Chris LaBelle in studio. Yeah. What brings you by?
We're promoting Say Yeah, the first single off my debut solo album, because I was the lead singer of the Rivertown Saints there a while back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's scary. It's fun. Yeah. A lot more work. And, you know, I got to control the socials. So I'm always giving the socials to the wife. I'm like, can you tag these people? Because I don't know how to do it.
I need help. I need an adult.
I'm like, Julie, help me.
So your new song, Say Yeah. What's the story behind it?
You know what? There's a lot of yas in it. Yeah. There's 58 of them, to be exact.
You counted.
Yeah, I did count. But yeah, no, it's just that fun anthem driving song in the summer. I wanted to extend summer, so I released it a little later in the year, because Canada winters are crazy, man. They're just so long. And but Say Yeah is about, you know, you meet a girl in a bar and you're doing all these like pickup lines, and you know, I'm wondering, would you swipe left, because everything's about technology these days. So we had to throw a little technology in there. But it's just a fun up tempo, high energy tune. Like that's what I'm all about, is just having fun and getting out there and having a good time.
And if you've seen Chris on stage before, you know it's all about the show, all about having fun. What is some of your favorite activities to get up to in the summer?
Dude, I love golf. I love hockey. I like going to the cottage. I'm not a camper. Yeah. I hate camping, because I actually want to go to a washroom and not do it outside.
So you're a glamper.
I'm a glamper. Yeah, that's right. But yeah,
I love how Chris is nodding in agreement. Like, yeah, he's a diva.
Yeah, total diva. But I just like, you know, doing just normal stuff. I'll catch a movie every now and then by myself, because sometimes I just want that like quiet time.
Yeah.
Because we're always on the road, and like I mean, we've been doing this radio tour now for almost 2 weeks. We got to go out west, and I'm just like burnt already with the voice, right? So sometimes it's like just chill back, relax, and crank the radio and just drive.
I never really understood why people can't go to the movies by themselves, because you sit there and don't talk anyway.
That's right.
So I don't see an issue with like.
Yeah, no, it's and all the movie theaters these days, they've got like beds and like sofas and all this good stuff. And like in Ottawa, I don't know how it is here, but in Ottawa you could like actually have a drink. You could have a beer watching a movie.
See, you can't do that here.
Oh, you can't do that
here.
We've
got some pretty archaic liquor laws in this province.
Oh, really?
But we're starting to loosen the purse strings a little bit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. But it's, it's great. Like, there's even like waitresses now in the movie theaters.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
It's served. Another beer.
That's right. Please. I'm watching The Lion King here. Let's go. I'm crying. Get me some Kleenex.
Why don't you have a shot called Mufasa?
That's right.
So what I have here, Chris.
Okay.
We're going to get to know you a little bit. There's a bucket of over 300 questions, and I'm going to let you pick a random question.
All right.
And we'll see what we can get to know about Chris LaBelle.
Okay, here we go. This is a big bucket. That's a lot of questions in here.
It is.
It says, how would you rate your memory? Oh, geez, I don't even remember last night. No. But, you know what? It's slipping, because I'm getting a little older now, right? Yeah. Like, people out there that are older than me, I guess you're not that old. But, I'm 37 years old, and I honestly can't even remember 3 years ago. It's bad.
Now, is it so bad that you get up from the couch and you go to the kitchen and you forget what you
want? No. It's not. Yeah, no. It's just slowly deteriorating.
See, I'm at that point.
Oh, really?
I'll get up, go to the fridge, and be like, did I want something in the fridge or the cupboard? Was it a glass of water? I'm just going to go have a nap.
Yeah. Actually, I always forget where I put my keys. I'm terrible with my keys. Like, they could be in your pocket, and then you're going around the kitchen, you're looking everywhere, and you're like, okay, it's in the keys. I guess that counts as, like, short-term memory loss.
All right, let's grab another question.
Okay, here you go. All right, there's a lot of questions.
There is.
Let's see here. What's the best single day on the calendar?
Ooh.
What's the best single day on the calendar? Help me on this one. What's yours?
Mine?
Yeah, I know.
Christmas.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. You know what? I like Easter.
Easter?
I like chocolates. I'm a sugar fanatic. Okay. So, you know, I do like Christmas time, but I think maybe Easter, the hunt. I love the hunt. You know, like when I met my wife, the hunt was on. You know, like it's always like, okay, like where can I sort of stalk this girl on her socials and like her Facebook. And we actually met on a site called Plenty of Fish.
Really?
Yeah, and now we're married. We've been together for 7 years. And
go online dating.
It actually works. And we got a song on the record called Love Online.
Oh.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm an Easter guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, go Jesus.
See, I like Christmas because it's all about family and having some drinks and some downtime and relaxing. But Easter can be the same thing. Easter dinner and drinks and wine. Easter,
and thanks. I like all the holidays. I'm a holiday guy. I'm a little creeped out about Halloween, though. I mean, but that's not a holiday.
Not really.
But they're trying to make it a holiday. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, they're trying to move it to the last Saturday of the month or something.
That doesn't work in my world.
No.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, last day
Barker
of the month.
Band.
Yeah.
No, keep it simple.
All right, grab one more question. Let's see what we get.
Let's see. What do we got here? What state or country do you never want to go back to? Oh, geez, that's like throwing you on the spot. Actually, you know what? Okay, I love Mexico.
Yeah.
But when you do like an all-week resort, you kind of want to get off the resort a bit. So I rented a car, Enterprise, got off the resort. We visited Tulum. Mm-hmm. And it's scary, man. Like, the cops out there, they have soldiers with like machine guns.
Yeah.
And the guy in Enterprise is like telling me, he's like, dude, just carry a couple bucks in your pocket, because if they stop you, they're going to take your money. Yeah. And no doubt, I'm driving down the street. We're near Tulum. We're about 20 minutes away from Tulum. And this soldier with a machine gun, like an AK-47, taps on the window. I've got like 20 bucks American. I'm like, dude, don't even talk to me. Just take the money. And he took the money and I drove off. It is so... like not governed out there. It's so scary, and I'm so proud to be Canadian because I think we live in the best country in the world.
We really do, and I think we take for granted how lucky we have it when we don't have to worry about things like that.
Oh, 100%. Like it's I love Canada, and I love how you guys support Canadian country music, because that's the best music out there.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you coming in. Say where can fans get this song?
It's going to be available August 9th everywhere. On all musical platforms. We just shot a video for it. So if you go to Chris LaBelle Music on Facebook, you can check out the video. You can find me at LaBelle Country Instagram, all that good stuff. I'm still learning how to use it because when I was with the Rivertown Saints, I didn't have to do anything but sing. Like, and now it's like a whole new game. Yeah, it's hard work. It's hard work.
Chris, thank you so much for coming in today for a chat. We'll have to get you back in for some songs.
Yes.
Don't blow out your voice next time.
Yeah, it's toast.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.